Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast. Heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Minister Jerome.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we just praise you, Father. We thank you for allowing us this time to be on this line, oh Father, in Jesus' mighty name. We ask that you prepare our hearts and our minds to be able to receive the word, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the word going out, and it shall not return back void, yet it will accomplish what it had been sent out to do. Father, we thank you for driving out any kind of distraction that would try to steal from this word tonight. We thank you for your anointing over this line. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We also have a prayer line on Wednesday evenings, and our Wednesday night line is 916-588-9688, and that always begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then during our once-a-month in-person Sunday service, you can tune in to the entire church service live by dialing in on that 916 number. Special prayer requests can always be written into our P.O. Box, and that is Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. You can also write in those prayer requests to our website, which is fullgospelhouse.org. We also have a Facebook, and that's FGH Prayer, Sacramento, California. And we also have a Twitter handle, which is FGH Prayer. We are in service for the second Sunday in October, which will be October 8th. Our in-person services begin at 12:30 p.m. And we will be meeting inside of Christ Unity Baptist Church, 1320 L Street in the city of Modesto, California, 95354. We enter in the rear. Just another quick reminder that we're continuing to use Zelle through Bank of America to support the ministry with tithes and offerings. It's very simple. You will log into your Zelle account, and then you will type in Full Gospel House of Prayer, and we're linked with our email, which is, again, fghprayer@yahoo.com. If you're using the P.O. Box to send in your tithes and offerings, please feel free to continue to do so. And now Sister Penny has a special announcement.
Thank you, Sister Tamara. Yes, the special announcement is that this coming Sunday, which is the 24th, we will have our exaltation. I want to make sure that date is correct. Yes, it will be the 24th, which is this Sunday at 1:30. On the 916 number, we will have the exaltation. We ask that everyone join the prayer line and support the kingdom worker who will be giving the exaltation on that day. Again, that's this coming Sunday, September 24th at 1:30 p.m. Thank you. God bless. And back to you, Sister Tamara.
It is now time for our testimonies. Please remember to keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less. And please mute your phone when you're not speaking. God bless.
Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor Smith, this is Deacon Ray. This testimony is actually for me and my sister, Sister Kim. God was in the room, in the hospital room. My niece had her daughter had a brand new baby boy, 7 pounds, 12 ounces, 20 inches long. I just thank God for my family. Thank you so much, Lord.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony?
Yes, I have a testimony. Rolanda, Pastor, you prayed last week for me to get an apartment. You also have said to get boxes and start packing. And God confirmed that word because the next day my job accidentally sent boxes to my address, and it was lots of boxes. But fast forward, on Monday, which was yesterday, the property manager at the new apartment called and told me the apartment is mine. It's in a great area. She said everything is new. And I just praise God. Thank you for your prayers.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony?
Hi, Pastor. This is Jesse. Yes, you prayed for me last month that God will heal me. And my blood pressure has been really good. Every time I take it in the morning, it's like 120 or 117. And I take it at night, it's good. So it has been really good. And I just thank God for you praying for me for my healing. Thank you. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony?
Yes, Pastor. This is Sister Penny. You prayed for me a couple of weeks ago, a week or two ago, for some paperwork that I've been waiting for a long time. And I did. Last week, I think I got on the line and said that the person called me saying they're going to drop the paperwork off in the mail. Well, I received that paperwork on Saturday. So it's done. It's over with. And, oh, my goodness, what a huge lift off of my shoulders. So I just thank God that he's answering prayer.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony? There isn't any more testimony. We're going to go into the Word of God. Father, I thank you for this word tonight. This word is the word of deliverance for your people. You say that we are your beloved, and you love us so much with everlasting love. Thank you for anointing this word, God, to bring deliverance for your people tonight, in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to Job, the 5th chapter, verses 11 and 12, and John 10, 10 through 12. Again, Job 5, 11 and 12, and John 10, 10 through 12. Get those two books. Could you please say amen?
Amen.
This is a... It'll be intercessory prayer, prayer of deliverance by the anointing of Jesus, that those things that Satan has sent against us, and this is going to be prayers to scatter the devil's plans against us. And so Satan always have plans against us, but we can pray the word of God in Jesus' name, and the Spirit of God will scatter those devices that Satan has planned against us. And there are so many fiery darts that Satan is sending out. But the prayer of faith, if you agree, will cancel the plans of the enemy. It's power in the prayer of agreement. And the prayer of agreement arrests Satan and calls all those things he has sent out against us for the Lord to restrain him. And so there are so many are going through so much and their lives are so scattered because it's a plan of Satan. But the prayer of agreement tonight, our prayer will arrest Satan. And what happened? Deliverance come forth, healing come forth, restoration come forth. We have victory in our lives. And mean that every yoke that the enemy has placed over our lives and over our destiny, the anointing of Jesus break those powers. And so this is a prayer to scatter the devil for all the things he has set up against us, that the Spirit of God will go into a place and disband that spirit and cause that spirit to be in confusion, because Satan desired us to walk around in a wasteland, not having anything. But we come together in agreement. It counsels every evil plan of the enemy. There are some people walk hand in hand with the devil, in church, out of church. But he's not your friend. Jesus came to deliver us from the powers of darkness. He's not our friend. And all he does is plan agendas against us. And so this prayer by faith in Jesus' name will scatter the devil's plan. And the Spirit of God will bring deliverance, healing, restoration, and victory over the yokes the enemy has put on our lives. He has many people that their destiny is yoked up. But the anointing of God break the yoke, and the favors of God take over that place. And we need favors now as never before. So we're going to begin with John 10, 10 through 12, please.
And it reads, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth that the wolf cometh and leaveth the sheep and flee, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep.
This is the word of God. The devil comes to scatter. He's a wolf. The thief comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. I come in order that you might have life and life in all fullness. He wants to have life in all fullness. That's what the plan of destiny is for us, to have life in all fullness. He said, I'm the good shepherd. He said, I'm willing to die for the sheep. But the hireling, he's not a shepherd. He's a thief. And he sees the wolf come, and he leads the sheep. The wolf snatches the sheep and scatters them. This is real. This is the word of God. And so only one can stop that wolf, the devil, Satan, from scattering our lives is the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And this is what God willed. There's so many people's lives are upset. There's so many people's lives that's are disturbed, impaired. The enemy is capsizing, throwing us overboard. But the word of God, if you can just stand in agreement with the word of God, the word of God came to do one thing, to lead us into victory, to heal and bring deliverance and bring restoration. We're going to go now to Job, the 5th chapter, verses 11 and 12.
And it reads, to set on high those that be low, that those which mourn may be exalted to safety. He disappointeth the devices of the crafty, so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise.
This is what the word of God will do if you can believe. It is God who raises the low and gives joy to those who are mourning, those that's downcast. He upsets. This is God. God does that. We cannot do it. He upsets the plans of the crafty and the traps of wise men in their schemes. God will tonight to scatter the plans of Satan, to upset the plans of Satan, to just bring disappointment to the plans of Satan. Everything that Satan has sent out against us, the Lord will for those plans to be prevented. If you can believe tonight that the Lord is the one that does what? Stop the schemes. Upset the plans. That spirit that desires to scatter and cause our lives to be in shambles, to be in a waste place. The Spirit of God is the only one can tame that spirit, control that spirit, and bring confusion to that spirit. The testimony was of God tonight, how God healed, God opened up a door for Sister Talanda, and how God told and settled that thing that Sister Penny had been dealing with for years. He closed it out. But the enemy desired for that to be in a place where it was in confusion, that it was in a waste place. But if you can believe tonight by faith in agreement, the prayer of agreement arrests Satan. It stopped that enemy that desired to cause our lives to be in a place where it's disorganized, for things of out of control. And that's what he's doing now as never before. He's bringing people into utter confusion in all areas of their lives. They're doing things out the will of God because it's a spirit that wants their lives to be scattered. But we want the Spirit of God to give us victory tonight, give us deliverance tonight, give us restoration tonight, and to bring forth healing, take that yoke from around our neck that's hindering our lives and our destiny. So by faith, we're going to pray in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, before I even begin to pray, you said to confess your sins. that you are just and righteous to forgive us and to heal us from all unrighteousness. But your word says when we cover our sins, we cannot prosper. So I come by the authority of Jesus, repenting of anything that will hinder this prayer tonight, confessing sin, asking that thou will cleanse from all unrighteousness so that this prayer can go through and that the anointing of the Holy One of Israel will anoint deliverance tonight. Will anoint deliverance tonight in healing. Will allow us to come in a place of recovery. To allow us to come in a place of healing and restoration. And God, I believe that you received the prayers of repentance tonight. And by faith, we believe that your anointing will flow on this prayer, on this agreement, in the name of Jesus. And in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, that you reveal by your spirit that Satan is a destiny stealer. He comes to steal destiny on our journey. And we need the Spirit of God to scatter that enemy. That enemy that comes to take favors from us. That enemy that comes to bring affliction on us. In the name of Jesus, I thank that the Spirit of God dismantle that spirit, overthrowing and renouncing in the name of Jesus. That spirit that comes to bring all kinds of binding spirit that hinders us from going forward. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, and nullifying that spirit in the name of Jesus. That the Spirit of God will cause us to move forward. Give us promotion in our careers, in our life, on the journey. And everything, God, that the enemy has set up against us. That every tongue that has declared anything evil against our journey tonight, that the Spirit of God consume it with fire. Your word says in the book of Hebrews, you are consuming fire. In the name of Jesus, consume every evil tongue God has declared against us tonight. Cause those declarations to come to fire, to nothing in Jesus' name. In every location we're supposed to be at this time of our destiny tonight, Lord, I thank you, God, that you unlock every location, that we won't be going around in circles, that the Spirit of God will stop that wasting time. That the Spirit of God will unlock every location that we're supposed to be in. That the devil has held hostage. This night the Spirit of God go in a place where destiny is for us. And bring us into a location in Jesus' name. And in the name of Jesus, bring every confusion, every word spoken over our family tonight. People set up at tables and begin to speak evil things against our children, our marriage, our livelihood, our household, our destiny. But I come by the authority of Jesus that the Spirit of God will confuse every negative word spoken over our family, that the Spirit of God will bring it to naught in Jesus' name. And there are those, oh God, have different cases that a decision need to be made. That the Spirit of God go into those places, God, of paperwork. And every negative decision, God, give us favors, God. You give us the advantage tonight in the name of Jesus. Concerning every case and close it down with the favors of God being upon us tonight. In the name of Jesus. Cancel everything, God, that will bring failure tonight. In the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you tonight that the spirit of healing will move against stubborn affliction. There's some stubborn affliction that desire to loose our bodies tonight. But in the name of Jesus, you said the Lord God that healing be. I thank you for the healing verses of Jesus. Move over those affliction tonight. As the one with the issue of blood, she touched your garment. She touched your garment. And virtues went out. The virtues of Jesus go out and touch every affliction tonight. And heal tonight those stubborn affliction in the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you tonight that every career on hold, take them off the hold tonight. In the name of Jesus, I ask that you heal family relationship
In the name of Jesus, those relationships, God, that's holding unforgiveness, that the Spirit of God will move over individuals that's holding up their blessing. Heal family relationships in the name of Jesus. Give favors, oh God, in those places that's falling apart. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. And Father, many people need discernment now in the body of Christ as never before. To see evil, to see it before it comes against them. Father, I ask tonight in Jesus' name that the Spirit of God give us discernment. That God, you reveal the enemy before he comes to snare us up. There are many that don't have discernment, oh God. And God, we ask by faith that you open up the eyes, transform the mind, give the mind of Christ to those who humble themselves to have discernment. For many, God, don't see the enemy. But tonight, by faith, give them eyes to see. Discern the evil one, God, so they can flee. And Father, I thank you tonight that the Spirit of God move in every place tonight. Scatter, disorganize every scheme of the enemy, all the craftiness of the enemy, that the Lord imprison those thoughts, those devices, that the Lord will halt them, that the Lord will close it down, that the Lord will restrain it tonight in the name of Jesus, that you upset every plan that Satan has set out against your people tonight, and that the Spirit of God will prevent the plans of Satan tonight, that the prayer of faith in Jesus' name will scatter the devil's plan, that their plans tonight will be disorganized in Jesus' name. Every imp, every evil worker, Father, consumed with fire tonight, that the Spirit of God will move us forward tonight. And anything that desires to stand up against the Spirit of God, your word says you are a consuming fire tonight. I thank you for blessing Sister Talanda as she go into a new place. I thank you for the help she has need of, God. I thank you for every door that she shall walk in Jesus' name. And God, I give you praise tonight that this is done by faith. People just got to agree. God, I thank you that if two or three tonight are in agreement, that the Spirit of God will go in and break every yoke of the enemy over our destiny tonight, that the Lord will give us favors. We need the favors of God to take place in our lives as never before, Holy One of Israel. And God, I thank you that every evil agreement, the Lord bind and rebuke in Jesus' name, and move us forward by the Holy Ghost, and cause us, God, to go into places, into doors, God, that was closed. Open up every closed door that's according to your will in our lives for this journey. And God, I thank you for it, and I praise you for it. Do anyone have need of special prayer before I close tonight?
Yes, Pastor. This is Cece. I need prayer for my mother. She's going to be having surgery soon, and I pray for her, and I pray for our relationship together. And I pray also that I'm able to get what I need and the blessings coming to me, and I'm asking for the Lord to take the lead on my children. There's a lot going on with them, and I don't want to hold up the line, so I just pray that he has them in their hands, and I'm giving him all authority over my family.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anyone else have need of prayer? If there's any more prayer requests, we're going to close out tonight with Sister Cece. Father, we thank you tonight that the Spirit of God healed the relationship of this mother and daughter. And that was one of the prayers, that God, you have to heal family relationship. Father, go into that place
whatever caused the complication, the problem, God. You say, I'm the Lord God that healeth thee. Heal the relationship between this mother and this daughter, God. Those places, oh God, that's been wounded, heal their wounds tonight. In the name of Jesus, that's for Jeremiah 30:17. You say, you restore our health and you will heal our wounds. Heal their wounds in the name of Jesus. And as this mother go into surgery, God, I thank you that the proper care will be given to her, God, that the surgeon will not make mistakes, that anyone that would touch your body, that the blood of Jesus will be over them, God, and every procedure, God, will be under the care of Christ Jesus, that she'll go through it, God, and she'll go through recovery, and she'll come out well in recovery. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. In the needs of the children, God, meet every need. In Jesus' name, you are a great father, you are a great mother, and you are a great protector. Protect your children, every need, meet for this family in the name of Jesus. Every door that need to be open to support this family, open every door that been closed by faith in Jesus' name. For you are over her journey, God, and I thank you for the fullness of God to minister to every need and break every yoke that will cause her to be hindered in the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you tonight that this word has been sent. It will not return void, but it shall accomplish the thing wherein it was sent to do. It will come into accomplishment because you are the one. Your word has been declared out of your mouth, God. And God, you have to establish it. No one can declare anything because we are human. But if you declare a thing, you shall establish it. Establish it, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, that this people right now begin to thank you for deliverance. Thank you for healing. Thank you for restoration. Thank you for victory. Thank you for favors. Thank you, God, for everything that was binding them up they've been loose from. Begin to thank you by faith for every location that they're supposed to be in, that God gonna direct them into those places, unlocking everything in their destiny. Oh, God, I thank you tonight that you're concerned about us. Bring everything to utter confusion that's holding up our destiny in our lives. And I thank you this night by faith that the enemy is stopped. His plans will not work, for they are disorganized by the Spirit of God in this band. And we thank you now, Father, that enemy is restrained because of the blood of Jesus and the Holy One of Israel. And God, we praise you for tonight. We believe by faith that this prayer by faith has canceled the enemy's plan, every evil plan. And that the prayer of agreement has arrested Satan. And God, we give you praise. We give you thanksgiving that is done by faith in the name of Jesus. Be blessed. We'll be on tomorrow at 8 p.m., the 916 number. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. God bless you.
God bless you. And thank you for listening.
Amen.
Chris Smith and the Full Gospel House of Prayer family would like to thank you for turning us on tonight. Listen every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayer requests at fghprayer@yahoo.com or give them a call, area code 515-602-9797. That's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern, the Full Gospel House of Prayer, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening.